the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. Today we are talking about a Lifestyles Unlimited member who doubled his net worth in the last 2 years during the pandemic. I want to repeat that. While many people, maybe you, were sitting on the sidelines over the last year, 2 years, worried about real estate investing, worried about what's going on in the country, this guy I'm talking to today, he doubled his net worth in the last 2 years, and as a result, he is real estate retired. You may be closer to retirement than you think. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today I'm with Marty Kennard, and we are going to hear his story. So, Marty, I want to just kick it off. I want people to get to know you just a little bit. And I like how you call chapter one of your life, Working for the Man. Give us just a kind of a synopsis of who you are, you know, whatever you want to say about who you are, what you do outside of real estate, what you've done outside of real estate.
Most of my career was with Target Stores. I think people are pretty familiar with Target. I was with them 17 years, relocated 8 times. Claim to fame, I was a young store manager at the age of 26, a young district manager at 28. I was big into volleyball, active in my church. And about 2014, 2015, I learned about lifestyles, and that changed a lot of what I've done.
Yeah, and so you work for Target, and when you say you were into volleyball, you're kind of a big deal in volleyball. Just to, like in 10 seconds or less, tell us what that means, because that's kind of interesting.
I was good back in the day. I'm old now, but took second in the nation twice in men's indoor sixes, the A level, won 4 state open championships, and now I just nurse my knees.
And you own actually in the Dallas area, describe it to me. I know it's volleyball and a bar, but it's more than that. What is it?
Yeah, so I bought a large volleyball bar and grill. I actually bought two of them across the street from each other, and when you combine them under one umbrella, it's actually the most volleyball courts of any fan volleyball bar and grill in the U.S.
That's amazing. I've never even heard of that before until we talked about that. So that's your life. Apart from real estate investing, tell us about your first rental, because there are some similarities in that you became an accidental landlord. That was my first rental. Mine was a disaster. It was horrible. I had tenants that paid late every month, and I didn't know what to do with them, and I wish I'd been a part of Lifestyles. Tell us about your first foray into real estate investing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think you phrased it correctly, accidental investor. So I was living in a home when I first moved to DFW, and I wanted to buy something closer into town. Tried to sell my other home when I bought this new home, and I couldn't. I didn't buy it on a contingency, so I'm a single guy in 2 mortgages. Ended up renting the other home, and then after a year or so, I realized, hey, they're paying down my mortgage. I'm breaking even. This is a good deal. So that's how I accidentally got into real estate investing.
That's great. That is great. And then tell us about your other real estate investing prior to discovering Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about leaving Target, I knew I had some stock options to cash in. And I figured, you know, I've got to figure out what my post real career is going to be. So decided to look for something safe. And I bought actually a duplex and rented it back to the people that were selling it. It was actually a Christian organization called the Freeman House. That was my first true investment, a duplex, back in, I think, 2010.
And why did you even think about real estate? Why did that come to mind for you?
You know, I was trying to figure out what retirement really looked like. It's not obviously just money in the bank. It has to be money coming in passively. And because of the accidental investment that happened to me, I realized that maybe I could make a career out of this somehow and replace my cash flow. So more than anything else, I was looking for something cash flow that wasn't a whole lot of work, and that's basically what I found.
And knowing what you know about Lifestyles, were there any mistakes that you made in those? Because I know you did a couple of other, you bought 3 other homes. Any mistakes that you made on those houses that, and when I say mistakes, I think you were probably successful on all of them, but things that you did that you would have done differently after you took the education from Lifestyles Unlimited?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Learning the Lifestyles model was both validating in some respects and a slap in the face in many others, because there were things I was doing wrong. I was putting too much money down. I was doing all the repairs out of pocket. That first duplex that I bought, you're going to get mad at this one, I actually had them sign a 5-year lease with no increases. So did the long-term lease. Those are probably the biggest ones. Just putting way too much money down, long-term leases, paying for everything out of pocket when it came to repairs.
Yeah, and folks, what he's talking about here is a couple things. One is you don't want to do a long-term lease because things change. Prices go up. Your taxes can go up. In fact, I think your taxes did go up on that property, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they've gone way up.
And so you saw your cash flow decrease just because you had a regular rent. You couldn't increase your rent. You got it stuck for 5 years.
Yeah, right. So, you know, the middle class mindset is security. I was so happy to log in like a long-term lease. I'm like, wow, look at me. I'm great. But then, yeah, I saw the prices of the other rents around me go up. I saw the taxes go up. And I had to sit and wait for 5 years to get done. So lesson learned the hard way.
Yeah, I think about a couple other issues with that. I mean, people change. You might want to sell the property. And then if you've got a long-term tenant, it's going to make it a lot tougher to sell. But I also like the fact, I know this was also an opportunity to give back, to have a charitable organization renting that property. And so that's really powerful for you. Folks, I want you to stay with us because you're going to learn a lot from Marty. Because at the other side of the break, I want to begin talking about his big aha moments after he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And they are numerous. And what you're going to hear about this is something that you can do. You're sitting there, you're thinking, I don't know what the next step is. I'm not sure where I go from here. I can't see into the future. Well, with Lifestyles Unlimited, we take you into the future. And you're going to hear from Marty, who did 21 transactions in 21 months during the pandemic and is real estate retired. Stay with us through the break.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey guys, we are with Marty Kennard, 21 transactions in 21 months during the pandemic and real estate retired. I am David Ruzicka. I am your host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad you are with us. So, Marty, you went to that. Tell us, first of all, how did you discover Lifestyles Unlimited?
You know, I overheard someone who was already part of Lifestyles buying a home at a coffee shop. I was eavesdropping, so when he got off the phone, I asked him about it. He told me all about it. And honestly, when I heard about it, I thought it would be good for me it helped me find more properties and obviously get more cash flow. That was my whole intention of getting into Lifestyles.
So you went to the free workshop, you went to the 2-day class, and folks who are listening who don't know, the 2-day class, it is 16 hours, step by step, for single family and multifamily investing. I mean, how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage both single family properties and multifamily properties. I mean, everything you need to know. So after you eavesdropped, that's funny. Hey, I'm listening to you on the phone, buddy. What are you talking about? I love that. So after you did that, and he told you about this, you went to that 2-day class, and who taught that class for you?
David Fisher.
David Fisher taught that. That's awesome. Good friend of mine. And so during that class, what were the big aha moments as you sat there in that room?
So on day one, the single family one, I realized I could actually be way more efficient with my money by putting less down and rolling the repairs into the initial loan. I'd never heard of that before. It sounded risky. It wasn't something I was used to, but it obviously made a lot more sense because eventually I'd run out of money. Obviously, the long-term leases we learned about. The best product, best price, best people, that made a lot of sense to me. I think my approach was just make it good and not the best. The other things that I learned that really helped me down the road was the 1031 exchange, how to avoid or delay taxes.
I want you to pause right there because we're going to go through that step by step. I really want people to catch all of this. I do want to mention one thing, though. You said that idea of rolling your rehab into the loan. Some people say, I teach the free workshop, and people say, that's just too high leverage for me. And what we're talking about, though, when you capture equity, you'll have 75% loan to value. You want to talk about a risky loan? That is a VA loan where you put down 1%. Your loan to value is 99%. So if the market goes down a little bit, you are underwater and you're going to have to pay money to sell your house. You're going to have to pay someone to buy your house from you in that case. So what we're talking about is actually very conservative when it comes to leverage. So I wanted to put that in there. But I want you to listen for just a minute, folks. Really pay attention to this next part because here are the validations that Marty got out of that 2-day class. Number one, Marty, you said one of the validations for you was you should invest in real estate. Explain that to me briefly.
So I knew it was a good deal. I knew about cash flow. I knew about equity. There's about 3 or 4 other ways to make money in real estate I wasn't even aware of. So I just saw the tip of the iceberg, and everything below it was even better.
Yeah, and when he says the other ways that you make money through appreciation, through the equity capture, through the cash flow, through the tax benefits, and through the principal pay down. You make money in 5 different ways. With a stock, it's either up or down. That's it. Game over. So the other thing, the second validation was buy low and repair. What were you doing before, and what do you mean by that?
So the first duplex I bought, I got it because it was run down. It needed some work. I kind of factored into my thought process how much it would take to repair it. Again, I did that all out of pocket, very inefficient, but I realized that when it was all said and done, it'd be worth more, and it was.
Yeah, great. And then you said your third validation. And folks, as you're listening, I want you to really catch this because this is good. This is why you should be in real estate. You said, keep on buying.
Yeah, you're going to, for people that get into this, you're going to realize a snowball effect. The hardest one is the first one. The second hardest one is the second one. And it just gets easier and easier as your cash flow goes up and you know what you're doing, frankly.
And tell us about your fourth validation was optimal price ranges. What does that mean?
Yeah, so you don't want to buy too low because you don't want to be like in a risky area. You don't want to buy too high because then you're putting more down and you have less cash flow, if any cash flow. So there is an optimal range of buying rental homes that I kind of figured out on my own, and lo and behold, so did Lifestyle.
Was validated when you went to that 2-day class. And just to add to what Marty just said, folks, you don't want to buy cheap homes because, number one, you don't want to be a slumlord. Number two, you don't want to deal with people because then you're going to have people that are going to be short-term. You're going to be evicting people all the time. You want that blue-collar person who has a good, solid job. They just don't have enough money for a house, or maybe they just want to rent a property. That's the kind of person you want. You don't want those high-end houses because the market for those houses is very small. I mean, you think about it, you're charging $2,500, $3,000 a month for a house. That's a pretty small market that you're going after to find to rent your property. You want that large blue collar segment of the population, so you have a lot of people that want to rent your property. So then you came away with some key learnings, and tell us about the first one: spend less using hard money.
Yeah, again, that's where rather than paying for the repairs out of pocket on top of the mortgage that you just took out, roll it all into one hard money loan. And then once you do the repairs, which are paid for in that loan, you refinance, and then you have a conventional loan. Again, it sounded risky at first, but I followed the program to a T on the first one I bought after learning this, and it worked. It was great.
Yeah, folks, and it's a little bit confusing. It's hard to do numbers on the radio, but bottom line is that hard money loan is a loan that is in place only while you're doing the rehab. So we're talking 30 to 60 days in general. It is a short-term, interest-only, asset-based loan, the asset being the house. You're able to finance that that rehab that you're doing. And if you want to hear more about this, I would encourage you to sign up for the free workshop. I actually go through that step-by-step using a hard money loan. You're going to still end up with a 30-year mortgage at a Fannie Mae loan, close to 3% right now. Just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That is lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. There are a lot of opportunities to attend that workshop. I'm actually doing the one on November 11th. That's Thursday at 9:30 at night. 9:30 at night. So you have no excuse. There's nothing else you should be doing. You should not be at the bars at 9:30 at night. You should be watching the workshop. So November 11th, it's online. It is live. You can ask questions at the end. So I would encourage you to go ahead and get signed up for that. And I will walk through that hard money loan. If you can't do that one, there are other opportunities as well. And my teammates do great at the workshop. Some of them probably do better than I do. So you said, spending less using hard money, which allows you to keep more of your money so you can go out and buy another property. That's the gold part of that, is you want to make your money work more efficiently for you. You want to invest in as many properties as you can so that you can increase your passive streams of income. Exactly. The second key learning that you said you had was don't sign long-term leases. Your first lease was a 5-year lease. Explain.
Yeah, so again, things happen. You know, you have taxes that go up. You have the market rent going up. And again, I went for security, not necessarily something very smart. So since then, everything's a 1-year lease. It gives you more flexibility. And really, if you've got the best product and best price, you'll always get the best renters.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, we're going to break right there. Folks, keep on listening. We're talking to Marty, who doubled his net worth in the last 2 years during the pandemic. You want to stay and hear the rest of the story on the other side of the break.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey folks, we are talking to Marty Kennard, who doubled his net worth in the last 2 years during the pandemic. While many people were sitting on the sidelines worried about the future, Marty doubled his net worth in the last 2 years during the pandemic. That is insane. It's insane crazy good. So glad you're with me. My name is David Ruzicka. I'm your Lifestyles Radio host, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Before we get right back to Marty, I do want to encourage you, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. As I said before the break, I'm actually teaching the one on November 11th at 9:30 at night. That's a Thursday night. lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. So I encourage you to go there. Before the break, we talked about Marty went to that 2-day class and the Lifestyles Unlimited 2-day class, and he had some big validations, things that he had already experienced, and they validated this. These were right. Invest in real estate. Buy low and repair. Keep on buying. And then the optimal price ranges. You want that blue-collar segment of the population, that middle class that is, you don't want the slums. You don't want to be evicting people all the time. You want people that can have good jobs, that can afford to stay there. You don't want that larger part of the population, or you don't want that high-end part of the population, because that's a very small pool of investors, of renters. You want a large pool of renters available for your property. Key learnings. in case you missed it, number one, spend less using a hard money loan. I'll explain that at that free workshop. Number two, don't sign long-term leases, one-year leases. Number three, best product, best price gives you the best people. And Marty, that's kind of where we stopped right there. And best product, best price, best people, tell us about that.
So one thing about lifestyles, you realize we want to have pride in what we do. We are actually providing a great service for people. So when you see a house that's run down, you don't want to make it a little better. You want to make it the best out there. By having the best product and the best price, you can be choosy. You're going to have a lot of people lining up. You can get the best renters or the best residents, and that's kind of how it works. So you can really have pride. You're not a slumlord. You're doing a great thing for the community and the people that you are leasing to.
It's amazing. I talk to people every week who have really improved the neighborhoods that they're in. I talked to one couple. They had an apartment complex in Rosenberg, Texas, and when they got out to look at the apartment complex, when they got out of the car, they heard the doors locked because the realtor would not get out of the car, and they turned it into a beautiful place. And you hear that kind of story over and over again. And so that's true. Best product, best price gives you the best people to rent your property. Next key learning for you was a 1031 exchange. Tell us about that. Most people listening, if they have no real estate experience, they've never heard of that. Tell us about a 1031 exchange.
Okay, so a 1031 exchange is you're essentially moving the profits from the sale of one rental home into the next home. So rather than having to pay taxes on the profit that you made, you just roll it into one to three homes of equal or greater value. That was one of my first moves last year. When I sold one home, it actually helped me buy three homes with zero money out of my own pocket. That's when it became real to me.
And how does that feel, buying three properties from one property, paying no capital gains taxes, no depreciation recapture? Did that feel like you were actually paying for those houses with your own money?
You know, it's so funny that you asked that, because to me, it almost felt like Monopoly money, because, you know, the home obviously appreciated. The equity was paid down. And so I didn't necessarily see that money. I mean, it's on paper, but that allowed me to buy these homes and put nothing else into it. So yes, it didn't feel like my money, but it was a lot of fun.
And here's the beauty of that, folks. You can do that over and over and over again until you die. And when you die, those properties will be passed on to your kids, and their cost basis will be what the property is worth at that moment. They will not have to pay taxes on any of the capital gains that you experience throughout your life. And so you do the 1031 exchange over and over and over again, and then you die. And you give the money to your kid. You give the property to your kids. Now, there's something else. If you don't want to sell the property, you learned about a cash-out refi. Tell us about that.
I love cash out refis. So some of those homes early on that I paid too much money for, and even the other homes that I bought afterwards when I learned to be more efficient, had equity. And with that, I realized I could do a refinance, get cash out, pay zero taxes, and transition into multifamily should I choose. Now, you don't have to go single family to multifamily. That's just the way I chose to do it. But it was a great way to access funds and to keep expanding and getting rich quick rather than slow.
And not pay taxes when you do it. Yeah, it's a loan. It's not income. It's a loan. It's your money. You can do whatever you want to with it. You can go invest it in a multifamily passive deal. You can go buy a car. You can do whatever you want. Better to go invest it in something else. That's the goal here. Next key learning for you was multifamily is very possible. Actually, hold on just a second. I want to repeat these. Number one, spend less using hard money. Number two, don't sign long-term leases. Number three, best product at the best price gives you the best people. Number four, don't pay taxes using a 1031 exchange. Number five is using cash out refis to access equity. And then next, your next key learning is multifamily is very possible.
Yeah, so I really didn't have that on my radar when I joined Lifestyles. It just seems like it's for other people that are worth more, know what they're doing, yada, yada, yada. But as I watched it, I realized the numbers don't lie and that I would be a fool not to try and get into that. So I did.
Great. And then the next, you kind of almost alluded to it, but the next was multi-level has bigger returns.
Yeah, and really not just bigger returns if you invest passively. It's less work, so it's kind of a win-win. You have, you know, you can double your equity, and you don't have to lift a finger. Just, you know, find good lead investors and watch them do their thing.
That's right. And what he's talking about here is as a passive investor, but we use the same term in different ways. So as a passive investor in multifamily, a lead investor goes out, finds a big deal. They raise money from other Lifestyles members. And so if you're one of those members, you're investing passively in the deal. You're not doing the work. You're giving that lead investor a small override. And like Marty just said, you're increasing that increase in equity. You're able to force appreciation with multifamily. You can't do that with single family. Single family is just comparative market analysis. It's worth what the houses in the neighborhood are worth. But with multifamily, you increase the income, you force that property to appreciate. A 10% increase in income results in a 100% increase in equity. And that is the power of multifamily. And then you said your last key learning, you can retire living off of real estate investments.
Yeah, I always thought that you might be able to, but then when I saw the presentation and started applying it, I realized, yeah, this is real. You can actually do it. In fact, I've done it, and I think that's why I'm on this call.
That's exactly right. And so you said, what I failed to learn or believe at that time was you can't get rich slow.
Yeah, so again, when I joined Lifestyles, I really was looking for cash flow and security. One of the things that they talk about is you can't get rich slow. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really believe it. And as such, I bought the bar. It kind of took me off the real estate for a couple years of being active. But then when I got active the last 2 years, I realized exactly what that means. You cannot get rich slow. And we can talk more about that in the next segment. But that was a key learning that I didn't get right away.
Yeah, and so you had some deviations from the Lifestyles model along the way. You said that you bought a sand volleyball bar and grill, which still is amazing, probably a lot of fun. And you paid cash for a duplex, and then why did you pay cash for a duplex after Lifestyles?
That one's kind of a long story. I actually knew the person selling it. It was part of the Freeman House organization. And,
okay, so let me just pause you right there because we are fixing to go to break. So that was part of your charity, part of your giving back to the community. It would be the short story, correct?
And I did do a cash out refi after the fact.
Okay, there you go. Hey guys, we are listening to Marty Kennard, guy who doubled his net worth during the pandemic. Also, he provided good, safe housing for two different charities. So stay with us through the break. You want to hear the rest of his story.
Financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey guys, we are talking to Marty Kennard, who retired himself in just a little bit over 2 years with Lifestyles Unlimited, investing in real estate, and also gives back, has provided good, safe housing for two different charities. My name is David Ruzicka. I am your host. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Do want to encourage you, if you have not done it yet, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to sign up for the free workshop, and you can hear in more detail all the information that we've been talking about. And kind of the last, I'm going to go quickly through the bullets that we went through, Marty's key learnings, because they're significant. They're significant for you as you're listening. Number one, you're going to spend less using hard money. You're going to make your money work more efficiently for you. You're not going to sign long-term leases. You're going to have the best product at the best price, which is going to provide you with the best people to lease your houses from you, your properties from you. You can do a 1031 exchange so you don't pay taxes. You do cash out refis to access equity in your house. Multi-level family. Marty said that was a key learning. It's very possible. And secondly, multifamily has bigger returns. And then you can retire off of real estate investments. And right before we went to the break, we began to talk about what Marty said, what I failed to learn during that class, what I failed to believe was you can't get rich slow. And so Marty, you called chapter five, What Was I Thinking? And you kind of took a break from your real estate investing and went through some stuff, and start right there to how you got to the point of you can't get rich slow.
I'll set the stage. Early last year, January-ish, I'm sitting on about 6 rental homes, running the bar. COVID hit. So the bar gets shut down. I have no idea what the future looks like. You know, looking for security, I think it's time to sell one of my homes that has a decent amount of equity in it. But when I sold that home, I realized with the equity, it's good to do that 1031 exchange that we just talked about, and it helped me buy 3 homes. And with buying those 3 homes, I bought equity in each and realized this is a pretty good deal. Let's keep going, because who knows what's going to happen with the bar, which, by the way, is doing fine. But since January of 2020, I've bought 6 single-family homes, sold 4 single-family homes, 3 of them using the 1031 exchange. I refinanced 4 others. I got into 5 multifamily passive deals and then 2 multifamily IRO or deals that I own myself.
By the way, IRO is independent rental owner. So go ahead. Yep. For apartment complexes.
Yep. So basically what it is I started believing and taking action on you can't get rich slow. So I took the equity that I had and improved my ROI, or excuse me, my ROI, return on investment. I started looking at my properties differently with my middle-class mindset. I was just purely looking at cash flow and feeling good about cash flow. When I compared it against the ROI of what I was getting from that equity, I realized I wasn't being strategic enough. And that's why I blew up my portfolio, all because I had some homes on the chessboard to move around. That really helped me, one, multiply my single-family investments, but also get into multifamily in a very big way.
In a huge way. Folks, I want to repeat that. That's 21 transactions in 21 months during the pandemic. And the result is that Marty was real estate retired. And not only that, along the way, Marty, something kind of unusual is you don't expect to hear this on a real estate investor show. You give back, and you've given back in a couple of ways. One way is you have helped create 2 other millionaires. Just tell us about that generically. Obviously, you'll give their names.
Yeah, no, you know, people want to see what I'm doing, and I point them to lifestyles. I teach them about basically everything that you learn in lifestyles and mentor them along. A lot of that is through equity capture, but all of them are cash flowing. So those are 2 that made it past the $1 million mark. There's many others that aren't there but are on their way. I think they're looking at what I'm doing and say, I want some of that. So glad to help and just kind of giving back to what has been given to me.
And that is what you experience with Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, people come, they join Lifestyles Unlimited, and they're amazed that other people are willing to help them get where they are. And that's because that was actually part of the DNA of Lifestyles Unlimited when Del Walmsley started the group in 1990. He had become a multimillionaire through his real estate investing, brought other people in, taught them what he was doing. And as a result, we've always had that abundance mentality. It means there's enough for everybody. We don't have to hold our cards close to our chest. I say this often. It's not like you buy a gas station and you think, okay, how do I run this gas station? I'll ask the guy across the street. The guy across the street is not going to tell you anything, but you buy an apartment community and there's a Lifestyles Unlimited owner of an apartment community across the street, they'll open their books to you. They'll tell you, here's what we're doing. Here's what you need to do. Here's how you're going to make this successful. We experience that over and over again. And Marty, good job on making sure that continues to happen in the way that you have. That's just amazing. I helped create 2 more millionaires just by sharing the advice that I had learned at Lifestyles Unlimited. What a great thing to be able to do that. The other thing you did, and I want you kind of, you've mentioned in different places, but you provide good, safe housing for 2 charities. Tell us about that.
So the Freeman House was founded, I think, about 15 years ago from a guy, Troy Freeman, in and out of prison. And every time he went out of prison, he was put in a home that wasn't good. So he had a vision where he wanted to create transitional homes that were upscale, that made people feel proud about where they're at. And that kind of fits in well with the Lifestyles philosophy. I just happened to find one that they were selling, got involved in the organization. I now sit on their board, and I have 4 homes with them, and they inspired another group, ForgivenFelons.org, and I also have a duplex with them as well.
That's amazing. And so how many total properties do you have these organizations use?
So I've got, 5 between the 2 of them.
5 between the 2 of them. Great job. Great job. And so I wanted you to give us a brief kind of idea about your single family. What changed with single family from before Lifestyles Unlimited to single family after Lifestyles Unlimited? Now, you talked about three properties that you purchased. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I'd say the biggest change is the fact that I'm more efficient with my money. Again, the middle class mindset is, you know, pay everything down, have cash flow. It's all about security and scarcity. With Lifestyles, when I started looking at it from an ROI standpoint, return on investment, I realized I had debt equity, equity that could be doing a lot more. So some homes I sold and did a 1031 exchange. Some I wanted to keep because they're part of the charity, and I just did a cash out refi. But by doing that, I got more efficient with my money. I was having higher returns with less money. That freed up that money to go into either more single family or into multifamily.
What is the future for you, Marty, kind of as you think about legacy? Have you thought about that? Where are you going to go?
Well, I doubled once. I kind of want to double again and keep helping people along the way. I'm probably not going to be as involved in the single family outside of the charity. Again, I'm still in the process. I'm not done with, even though I've had 21 transactions, I'm still not done. So I'm going to keep transitioning more into multifamily, both as a passive and an IRO, an independent rental owner. So that's kind of the goal, and I still have some moves on the chessboard to do yet.
And I have to ask the question, because I know there are people sitting there listening, and I know that they're thinking, you know, this time last year and in the early part of 2020, a lot of people were, I mean, there people were stuck at home. They're terrified. They don't know what's going to happen. What were your feelings during that time, and how did you feel going out and starting to do these deals? Were you just fearless? You just had no fear? Were you ignorant? Were you fearful but went ahead and got started anyway? Tell us your thinking during that time.
Yeah, no, what you said at the very end was it. I was fearful. That's why I decided to sell a home to have more money in my pocket. But then I realized I don't want to pay taxes on this profit. So I did my first move up here, but I realized that, you know, it's way more efficient to do the 1031 exchange. And by doing so, I actually gained the confidence to start to believe that, hey, you can get rich fast. You can't get rich slow. So it really started snowballing, and I decided to be all in. You know, I'd say if I can leave this thought with people is that if you want change, you've got to change your mindset first. I know that sounds like it's a punchline, but it's true. You've got to believe it, take action on it. The action's easy once you believe, but the believing was actually the hard part for me.
Yeah, folks, that is so true. Here's the key learning for you, the listener. Number one, you got to do change your mindset. And here's the thing. You can do this. Marty did 21 transactions in the middle of a pandemic. I talk to so many people who say, I'll wait. And I mean, I talked to a lot of people over the last year and a half. I'll wait till we know how it's going to turn out. I'll wait for a real estate market correction. I'll wait to see if the tax laws change. And while folks were waiting, Marty did 21 transactions. He doubled his net worth and he retired himself. Where do you get started? Zig Ziglar said, the basic goal-reaching principle is to understand that you go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll always be able to see farther. Zig also said, don't stare up the steps, step up the stairs. So get going. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to that lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for the free workshop. We are working on your financial future.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.